The first one I'm going to talk to you about is our barbershop initiative. And this initiative we started back in about 2013. It was a part of our Delta Alliance for Congregational Health initiative. As Angela said, we weren't reaching a lot of men in the church. About 25% of the participants were men, only 25%. And so we did some research and came across this initiative that was implemented by, I think, the American Black Cardiologists Association. So we decided to implement it in the Mississippi Delta to reach African-American men. And I have no relationships with anyone, no disclosures. We're going to talk about methods used to conduct blood pressure screening in barbershops and challenges in implementing a barbershop hypertension screening program. So as I said, past studies have shown that black men regularly gather at barbershops, and barbershops can be an ideal location for outreach and education. And so that's what we found in the Mississippi Delta, working with those barbershops. And they were really eager to work with us. We were really surprised once we went out and we started talking to them and meeting with the barbershops. They were more than glad to do this for their patrons. And so that was really surprising. And like our other initiative, the church initiative, we didn't have that much money to give. They only get about a couple of $1,000s, and that's for the barbershop to recruit their patrons for the screening, and then also to reimburse them for haircuts. Initially, what we did was, we told the patrons, if you participate, you get a free haircut every quarter. And so Brothers is what we call our initiative, barbers reaching out to help educate on routine screenings. And of course, it was initiated to increase awareness of blood pressure, one of the leading causes of premature death and disability among black men, reduce risk factors for hypertension among black males, and identify black males at risk for hypertension and increase the number of black men with hypertension under control. So the goal of it is to encourage barbers to routinely screen adult black men in the Mississippi Delta region, and clients who are screened are provided with resources on identifying local healthcare providers and educational materials. So what we did was there are 5 federally qualified health centers in the Mississippi Delta region. And at the onset of our Delta Alliance for Congregational Health Initiative and the Barbershop Initiative, we signed memorandums of agreements with these federally qualified health care centers to see our patients. Of course, the same payment rules would apply, but if one of our participants contacted a federally qualified health center, they would know, okay, this is a participant from what the screening program through the Delta Alliance for Congregational Health, and then they would try to see those participants. We serve the entire 18-county Mississippi Delta region. We only have about, right now, I think about 18 barbershops that we're working with, and we're trying to increase the number of barbershops. Our funding is limited, so that's really why we can't increase them to more, because we need those barbers to recruit the participants. It takes time from their schedule, if they have busy days, to recruit those participants. Our community health workers do assist, but mainly the barbers are responsible for recruiting participants for the program. Most of the patrons are African American males, and these are within the local barbershops in the Delta. So this is the method or approach that we use. Initially, we went out and met with barbershops individually, one-on-one. We identified barbershops in high-risk areas or in areas where we had relationships already established, and we went out and just talked to them one-on-one about the initiative and recruited them. And then for those barbers that were recruited, we partnered with the University of Mississippi Medical Center to take them through a training to teach them how to measure blood pressure, and we also trained them on the protocol for the Brothers Initiative. And for the implementation, the screenings were performed by the barbershop staff or by program staff. Our community health workers assisted with the screening program for barbers who had like a high level of customers who may have not had time to screen the participants. And so our community health workers who work for the Clinical Community Health Worker Initiative would also assist with the barbershop initiative. And then with the follow-up, for those patrons who had high numbers, of course, we asked those individuals if it was okay if a community health worker followed up with them. If they consented to have a community health worker follow up with them, that community health worker would call them week or so after the screening to make sure they went to their provider to see if they needed linkage to any other community resources to offer to send them any educational materials. And we also refer them to our chronic disease self-management education program, which is taught by our community health workers and health educators in the program. So this is a referral process, which is much like the Delta Alliance for Congregational Health screening process. There's a barbershop screening, then you're consulted on your screening, mainly by a community health worker, and then you're referred to a healthcare provider for follow-up, or you're referred to a community health worker for follow-up, or a chronic disease self-management program. So what we found is that barbershops can serve as an avenue for reaching Black males with high blood pressure, and trained barbers as community health advocates can play a crucial role in educating their clients on blood pressure awareness and prevention and link them to local health care providers. From September 2012 to March 2015, we've partnered with 22 barbershops in 16 counties in the Delta, and there are 18 counties in the Mississippi Delta region. About 1,400 individual screenings have been conducted, and we say individual because, of course, the patrons come back every quarter for repeat screenings. The mean age was about 35, most were Black, about half reported having a personal doctor. Only half had health care coverage, one-third were smokers, and this is really shocking. A third of the participants reported never having their blood pressure checked, and more than a third had hypertension. And the mean systolic blood pressure was 130.9 and 83.8 for the diastolic blood pressure. So these barbers also implement a policy change. I think all of our barbershops that we're partnering with now have a smoke-free air policy. That means the patrons cannot smoke on their property at the barbershop. They promote health care. They're constantly encouraging their patrons to go to the doctor, you know, get your checkup. They provide that education and awareness. So by providing that training to the barbershops, they're now a resource in the community for those patrons who might otherwise not get that. These are just some of the numbers for the individual blood pressure screenings. And you can see the percentage of patrons who were at the pre-hypertensive level, 45%, hypertension stage 1, 22%, hypertension stage 2, 13%. And these are just some pictures. The barbers also go out into the community and assist with screenings because now they're a resource. They know how to conduct those screenings. And so they don't just do it within the barbershop. They're members of the community. They want to see their community thrive and improve. So they assist in the community as well. Of the participants screened, 347 consented to be followed up by a community health worker, which is really, really important because we don't want to just screen people and just say that's it. So what's the so what? We screened you. We know you need care. So can we follow up with you and help you find the care that you need? 495 with a blood pressure reading of greater than 140 over 90 were referred to a local health care provider for follow up. And that's where that community health worker comes in to make sure that they actually did follow up with their health care provider. Just some feedback from the barbers and patrons. The barbershop program has been a great experience. It was very rewarding for the community. Customers feel that it's a great program and is much needed in the community. Many of the screen participants have purchased their own personal blood pressure machine for the home. The barbershop initiative has been a very important experience to know that people, especially young males, do not know how important it is to get your blood pressure checked. Participants now know the importance of knowing your numbers. Some of the barriers. Barbers are sometimes unable to provide screening during business hours. Like I said, if they get busy, they don't have time to do that. And so that's why we now have the community health worker to assist them during normal business hours to bridge that gap between community and clinical. Barbers are concerned they're not healthcare professionals. And so that's why we provide that training for them through the University of Mississippi Medical Center, through the Community Health Advocate Training Program. A registered nurse provides a six-hour training to them. Barbers and participants are concerned about not being able to see a medical doctor, and so we try to link them We provided a workshop, affordable care workshops, Affordable Care Act workshops, conducted during enrollment, and participants are signed up by the regional ACA navigator.